A new study finds many waiters and waitresses feel that blacks generally tip less than whites. The study at Cornell University's School of Hotel Administration found that blacks tip on average 20% less than whites, and restaurant workers of all races dislike waiting on blacks, assuming the tips will be less, no matter how good the service. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams reports.
The study found that 63% of blacks and 30% of whites didn't understand that the standard tip in the United States is between 15 to 20%. The difference between how blacks and whites view tipping has serious ramifications for restaurants, including lawsuits and lost profits. Michael Lynn, the study's author, and Jerry Fernandez, president of the Multicultural Food Alliance, which represents food servers and restaurateurs, joined me to talk about the racial differences in attitudes towards tipping. Michael Lynn.
The average tip from a black customer is about 13% of the bill. The average tip from a white customer is about 16.5% of the bill.
And this difference in tipping, is it a result of poor service by waiters for black customers?
In some circumstances, it may in fact be the result of poor service, but that's not the primary cause. In one of the studies I did, we interviewed customers as they were leaving the restaurant and asked them to evaluate the dining experience and to indicate what their bill size was, how much they tipped, and other things. In that study, we found that blacks rated the service slightly higher than whites, but still tipped less.
Jerry Fernandez, as president of the Multicultural Food Alliance, you represent many of the people who work in America's restaurants. Would they confirm to you what Michael Lynn has found in his study?
Now, I can say, having been a restaurant operator for more than 28 years of my life, this is an issue that has been talked about quietly in our industry for a very, very long time. For many reasons, you can find yourself with a self-fulfilling prophecy. If a wait person says, I don't want to wait on that table because they're black or they're Hispanic, then they tend to give less service, and it's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yes. If your servers are delivering inferior service to black guests, you're likely to be turning off those back guests and they're not going to come back. We know from national statistics that blacks are less likely than whites to eat at sit-down, family, casual kinds of restaurants. That doesn't mean that they don't spend money eating out. In fact, blacks are more likely than other groups to get carry-out. This pattern in part reflects the poor service that blacks get because they're perceived as being poor tippers.
Well, tipping behavior has to be looked at in its totality. We have to look at it for its cultural elements, for the institutionalized racism that exists in this industry, and then education. How do people learn about tipping? If you don't go, you don't know. Like in many schools, they don't teach you how to balance a checkbook. If that is not learned behavior at home, then how can you expect any particular group to understand what the norm is around tipping?
Lynn's study included interviews with servers who spoke about their frustration with smaller tips coming from black patrons. To test the results of the study, NPR hit the streets of Washington, D.C. to ask waiters and waitresses about the Cornell study. We spoke with two Hispanics in their 30s, Ramon and Socrates Cala, brothers and former waiters, and a white waitress in her 20s who asked not to be identified. All worked in casual family restaurants. We begin with Socrates Cala.
They do tip slightly less in most cases.
It's a common idea that especially black women will probably tip significantly less.
From my experience, they are a little more demanding. You know, they're expecting a lot more from you, but yet they'll give a little less.
And what do black waiters think of waiting on black people?
Part of our training is that you don't judge a table by what they look like, because you never know. Okay, so when I first started, I'm like, I'm not going to judge a table. 3 months later, I'm like, that's not going to fly.
That's Jeff. He's a Detroit native who's been waiting on tables at a coffee shop restaurant for 2 years now. He says he understands where black people are coming from when they say they don't know the tipping system.
I didn't know about tipping until I was 18, because my folks, this was us treating ourselves. We would go to all-you-can-eat buffets. My father, I don't know if he ever left a tip, but I never saw anyone come to our table and bring food or drinks. We always did it ourselves, you know. First time I learned about tips, I was like, why am I tipping this person money? Don't they get paid for this? And I'm assuming that a lot of black people have the same perception.
One consequence of poor tipping by black restaurant patrons is that many restaurant chains are reluctant to locate franchises in black communities. When Outback Steakhouses opened a restaurant in Oxon Hill, Maryland, a predominantly black area, the chain decided to take action. Joseph Jackson is the director of diversity for Outback.
We met with the Oxon Hill Neighborhood Associations, talking about the opportunities that servers have to go into management and own their own Outback Steakhouses. And we also tied that into a discussion talking about compensation and how much servers make. There was a lot of conversation because there were some people who didn't realize that the server's compensation, for the most part, is determined by the guest.
According to Jackson, the meetings were a success. Black patrons in the Oxon Hill area increased the amounts of their tips. But when restaurant companies don't go as far as Outback, problems can persist. Jeff, the black waiter from D.C., says it's one way that racism is spread in America.
The bitterness can translate into prejudice, you know. It really alters your attitudes towards people. If you're not real or realistic about your prejudice, I think that's the worst thing that can happen.
In the conclusion of his Cornell University study, researcher Michael Lynn suggests that the American restaurant industry begin a campaign to inform people about the basics of leaving a tip. He urges the use of advertisements, educational pamphlets, even putting tipping information on the menus. And Lynn suggests that restaurants could introduce a game in which dining parties would have to tip at least 15% in order to be eligible to win a contest. He thinks his game may be a first step to solving the problem of bad tips and the bad race relations that can come with them. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.
Tips on how a waiter can increase tips are at npr.org.